Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to Real Talk Real Estate here on the Aaron Advantage, episode 27. And I gotta say, first off, that I'm completely shocked this is already episode 27. I feel like I just started doing this, and clearly I've been doing these for a while now. So I wanna say thank you to everybody who's tuned in live or watched the videos after I post them on my Facebook page, as well as liking them, commenting on them, or sharing them with your friends to let other people know what I've got going on. I really appreciate all the engagement that I'm getting on the show. So if there's ever anything I can do to make it any better or any questions that I can answer for you, feel free to hit me up anytime. You can send me a message, you can leave me a comment, or you can give me a call at 812-779-6273. So I made a post earlier today about why do I need to use a realtor? If I'm buying a home or selling a home, do I really need an agent? The answer is yes, and obviously I'm a little biased as a real estate agent, but you know what? I went out and I did some research and I found there's a lot of other people who also think you need to utilize a real estate agent when you're using or when you're buying or selling a home. So I want to go through some of the reasons that they put out there. Obviously, you know, I think real estate agents are awesome. Andrea Murphy, who I see tuning in, I'm sure she thinks that using a real estate is also an awesome thing. But the truth is I'm going to equate it to a lot of other things that you're going to do as far as any other professional service that you're going to utilize. Like if you've got somebody who's handling insurance for your home, or if you've got somebody who's doing any kind of cardiac surgery on you. You want a professional who knows what they're doing, and that's what a real estate agent really is and what they do for you. So I've got an article that I picked up that I'll link to in the comments down below like I always do. Also, I was going back through my archives of my videos, and I found that I posted back in July a video of five reasons why you should hire a realtor. So I'll link to that in the comments below as well. I'll have a couple different things there. You can check out the article, check out the video. But obviously, I think if you know of anybody who's thinking about buying or selling, this is great information for them to have. Tag them in the comments so they can check this out. And like I said, if you got any questions, let me know while I'm going. So the first reason in this article that I found on why you should hire a realtor is their education and experience. Obviously, if you're doing something that's your largest financial investment that you probably have in your life, you want to utilize somebody that knows what they're doing. Real estate agents go through a lot of training and experience to make sure that we know how to handle a transaction for you, because we want to make sure that your interests are protected, we know how to negotiate the best deal for you, and not only that, we know what's going on in the market and what is the best way to write up a contract to make sure your interests are best executed throughout the entire process. You don't want somebody who's done this one or two times ever in their life being the one who's at the helm of the transaction for the place that you're gonna live. Clearly, you wanna have somebody who knows what they're doing so they can handle all the paperwork and check all the details. I actually saw a list that there's about 180 steps in every single real estate transaction. And I'll be real honest with you, you definitely wanna make sure that if you're going through 180 steps, you know what each of those steps are and how to make sure you're not skipping anything or missing anything. So that's one thing that a real estate agent brings to the table. Another great thing is we are the buffers between the parties involved. I don't know if you've realized this, but buying or selling a home is a pretty emotional transaction. It's the place you're gonna live, where you're gonna bring your family, where you invite your friends. Everybody has an emotional attachment to their home. Everybody in the transaction is emotionally attached to what's going on. If you've got someone who's selling their home, clearly they're going to be emotionally attached to what's going to happen to the people who are moving into the home. They want to make sure that their house where they live is taken care of. And the people who are purchasing the home clearly are be emotionally attached to it because they're going to be bringing family home and doing all kinds of stuff there with that. You know, the great thing about it is I have no emotional attachment to the transaction at all. My job is to make sure that you're protected, your interests are well protected, and execute the transaction to make sure that everybody comes out happy. Ultimately, that's what you want. The seller wants to sell their home. The buyer wants to buy a home. Emotions can get in the way at times and they can cloudy things up. The truth is even if I have an emotional party with the buyer over here and they're telling me things that are emotional, I can whittle it down to the logical reason behind where they're feeling these emotions and make sure that I'm progressively interpreting that to the seller so that whenever I give them the information or a counteroffer or we're negotiating inspections, we know how to take the emotional side out of it to make sure that the seller understands or the other party understands what's going on, what's really important in that transaction. The other thing is we have more knowledge of the neighborhood, or we know where to go to get more knowledge of the neighborhood than a lot of other people do. The truth is there's a lot of information online available to everybody today. We are not necessarily the gatekeepers to the data that we once were. People can get on Zillow, people can get on Trulia, people can check out multiple different resources online to find past sales data and other things of that nature. But the truth is we actually know how to interpret that data, not just take a look at it and see what's going on there. The more knowledge that you have from a realtor is gonna be more beneficial to you in the long run, because not only are we gonna help you with like a pricing strategy or a negotiation strategy, we're gonna let you know what the future potential of a property may be, especially if you're like an investor or something and you wanna know where's a great place that could be up and coming, where they're gonna need some investment property, where they're gonna need some rentals. That's a great thing to have a realtor on your side for. So our neighborhood knowledge of what's going on, maybe where the cool local trendy spots are, what's the nightlife like, that's a great thing that you can utilize, especially if you're relocating to a new area where you've never been, you don't know where to go eat, you don't know where there's different things for entertainment. You can contact your real estate agent to find out the best things that you can do when you're purchasing your new home. After that, obviously price guidance. Not only do we help make recommendations to sellers when we're trying to strategically price the home to get it sold, we're also gonna make those recommendations to buyers when we're working with them. I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a home that a buyer's like, love the house, what do you think about the value? Clearly that's something that they're gonna turn to us for. And it doesn't matter if I agree or disagree with what the buyer says on what they're willing to offer, how low they wanna go, or if they wanna shoot a completely low ball offer. My job is to offer my professional guidance based on my past experience, my knowledge of the market, and everything else. Ultimately, I always do what I can to make sure that a buyer's gonna go in with a price where they're gonna try to get it for the best possible price, but they need to understand what they're looking at before they make an offer. And when I'm working with a seller, I want them to understand that even though we're currently in a seller's market with a limited inventory, you can't price it so high that nobody's even gonna look at it. There's a lot of different things, a lot of different subtleties that go into the art of pricing a home or the art of making an offer. So it's a great thing to lean on your agent for those different numbers before you go making any kind of recommendation or offer on a home. Another thing is market condition information. I talked about this in the video that I posted that I'll link to in the comments, but the news media often wants to talk about the real estate market across the nation. There's no such thing as a national real estate market as a whole, because there's such a large difference between different localities that you really need to rely on a local professional to get the best information on what's going on in that market. Like currently, we have a 1.9 month supply of inventory in the Vandenberg County market. Now that's a great number that I can throw out, but you know what? If you don't know what that means or anything else, it doesn't really help you that much. I have the knowledge of what's going on in our local market as well as what those numbers mean. And that's what a great realtor does. They're there to help you understand all of the conditions that are in the market that are going to impact the way that you can either price a home or make an offer. So rely on the people who know what's going on. Always, always, always have somebody in your corner that you can go and ask questions of, because there's always going to be things that come up that may be details that you're going to miss. Another great thing, professional networking. How many people have bought a home, they get into it, they have a home inspection, and especially if you're a buyer, you wanna know who the best inspectors are, you wanna know who can I turn to, who does this kind of work. That's what realtors are for. I have networks and I have relationships with a lot of different people in the marketplace so that I can tell you, hey, these are people that you can rely on to give you good, valuable information about the property. Not only that, I network with different lenders and other people who are gonna help you through the entire process. On the flip side, if you're selling a property, I know the people who are gonna come in and be able to fix things for you. Your job is to get the home sold and do everything you can to get it ready to go so that when I do market it, I've got everything perfectly presentable so that buyers want to come in. After that, everything else is on me. If you have questions about who to call for plumbing, electrical work, HVAC stuff, anything like that, that's what you've got an agent for. We have those recommendations available. We have those relationships ready to go. That's a great thing to have whenever you've got a professional real estate agent on the backside so that we know that we're going to get people who are going to do the work right and we're going to get it done affordably for you. Another great thing is negotiation skills and confidentiality. Let's face it, if you're trying to negotiate with a for sale by owner, you are the party directly negotiating with the person on the other side of the table. That can get a little bit awkward at times. As I said previously, there's a lot of emotional things that can go into that. So if you're not skilled at negotiating or you're not familiar with the negotiating process, it may be somewhat intimidating for you, especially whenever you have to sit down across from each other at the repair negotiations after the inspection takes place. I don't know about you, but personally, if I had to negotiate directly with a seller about, hey, I love your house, can't wait to buy it, but here's what's wrong with it, I need you to fix it, it could get a little odd at times. Truth is I do it all the time with my seller, so I'm more used to having those conversations. But if you don't do that on a regular basis, it can get completely uncomfortable at a really, really rapid rate. The other thing, as Andrew just pointed out, fiduciary responsibility is an agent's highest calling. I am your mouthpiece during the transaction. All I do is act on your behalf. Anything that you discuss with me, whether you're selling a home or you're buying a home, is completely confidential between us, because I don't want to give away any information that could give the other party any kind of advantage over you. Truth is if you're not used to doing those types of negotiations on a regular basis, you may say something just on accident or just casually throwing it out there that can give them an opportunity to really, really put the screws to you if they're trying to negotiate a better deal. So those are great reasons to have a third party who is not emotionally attached in the negotiation for you to make sure that you are taken care of. Next thing, obviously, paperwork. There's a ton of paperwork in the real estate transaction. And if you don't know what it is or how to fill it out, you could really mess some things up. The listing contract alone is a 5-page document that we have that goes through all the things that we're gonna do as professionals to market your home to the masses, to make sure that we're getting everything out there as much as possible, and shows all of the information that is necessary for us to cooperate with the different people necessary in the transaction to give as much information as possible to a buyer and make sure that they have the information that they want when they're looking at purchasing a home. Now, on the purchase agreement, it's an 8-page document. Not only does it outline what the price is and how quickly we're gonna close and when the possession's gonna take place, there's a lot of other stuff that goes into that as well. Who's paying for closing costs? What kind of closing costs are being negotiated? Is there gonna be title insurance? Who's gonna handle that? What about a home warranty? How are taxes being handled? These are just some of the things that go into a real estate transaction that if you're not doing this on a regular basis, you may not know how to handle it properly. You could miss out on it. And a real estate agent is definitely gonna be the person who's gonna be able to walk you through all that and make that as smooth a transaction as they possibly can. Now, the next two things about why you should hire a real estate agent, in my opinion, are two of the most important things, and they may not even take place during the real estate transaction. And that is answering questions after closing. I just got off a phone call with a client of mine earlier this evening. We closed on their house about 6 weeks ago. He had a question about the taxes. He wanted to know, hey, I just got a tax bill in the mail. I thought we were escrowing our taxes. What do I do with this? If you've handled that yourself, you may not know who to turn to get that question answered. The truth is in Vandenberg County, his taxes are being escrowed, but they just send you the tax bill anyways. It doesn't say this is a copy. It doesn't say you don't have to pay these. It just shows up in your mailbox, looks like a regular bill with absolutely no information. If you handle that on your own, you don't know who to turn to get that taken care of. In addition, I have people call me after the closing all the time. I have people that I've sold houses to years ago that I remain in touch with because I want them to know that if they have any questions about who to call for any plumbing issues or who to call for electrical issues, I want to be their number one call. I want to be the first guy they think of if they ever have a problem or if they ever want to do an update or if they ever want to just kind of change some things in the home. That is 100% the most important thing that I can say to anybody when I'm working with them. I work primarily by referral, so my ultimate goal is to do everything I can to keep them as happy as possible so that they stay involved and they want to tell others what a great job I'm doing. And that brings me to my last point, which is developing relationships with clients. As I said, I work primarily by referral. Over the past 12 months, 88% of all the transactions that I have done have been with repeat or past clients or came from direct referrals from people that I work with in the past or have relationships with. Ultimately, it goes back to that fiduciary responsibility. You're gonna wanna do business with people that you know, like, and trust. And ultimately, that's what I strive for with the people that I'm working with, because it is your largest financial investment in most people's lives. I wanna be the guy that you trust through the transaction. I wanna be the guy that you can turn to and have the confidence in knowing that, hey, when I ask him a question, he's gonna give me a fair, honest answer, and he's gonna represent my interests first. That is 100% what a great realtor will do, and they will make sure that you are taken care of, not just during the transaction, but for the rest of time that you own the home and into the future, hopefully helping you anytime you need someone in that situation. So I've seen a lot of comments come rolling in while I'm doing this here tonight. I will check them after I finish up the live broadcast. I'll try to reply to everybody as much as possible. As I said at the beginning, if there's any other thoughts that you have about why you should hire a realtor, let me know in the comments down below. And be sure to like and share this with anybody else you know who's thinking about making a move and is kind of questioning, do I really need a real estate agent or not? Obviously, like I said, I'm a little biased, but I think it's a great thing to make sure you have someone else who's protecting your interests at all times. Also, I'm gonna do these live shows, like I said, every Monday night, live at 9. Go ahead, let me know in the comments any other topics that you may wanna do. I'm also thinking about possibly doing like an AMA, Ask Me Anything at some point. So if you have questions you'd like me to answer, let me know those too. You can feel free to comment, send me a message, or give me a call anytime at 812-779-6273. Thanks for checking out Real Talk Real Estate on the Aaron Advantage. I'll see you next week at 9. Have a good night, everybody.